Love Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Check it out. God bless you real good. And we just thank all of you again. We bless God for all of you in this sanctuary and those that in radio and all over the world. We bless God for you. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you would share the housekeeping suggestions on this afternoon.
Thank you, God. We serve a mighty God, a wonderful God, a God that when it happens, when we give y'all that date that we're going to walk in, hallelujah, we're going to dance through the doors, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Because we know that God did it.
Hallelujah.
Because he's able, and I know he's able. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And he's not going to share his glory with another. Because we're going to be able to say, God did it.
God did it.
When you see how the size of our ministry and what God's going to bless us with, you're going to say, I know it was only God that could have done that.
Only God that could have done that.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't forget when you come to service or to bring your pennies, we are still assisting Dr. Helene Russell in building a hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. Sometimes people die, or the parents, when their parents are taking people, their family members, to the hospital, sometimes they die before they even get to the hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. They don't have hospitals in principle like we do here in America. Hallelujah. So when you come, bring your pennies and put them, drop them in a jar. Hallelujah. We are assisting Dr. Helene Russell. She goes to Africa every year. Hallelujah. And she's able to bless them, and we're able to assist her. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for all that you've done, you're doing, and you're going to do. Back to you, Pastor.
Praise God. Thank
hallelujah,
you,
Pastor. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And I want to just share with you, U.S. penny is worth 370.49 shillings in Ugandan money. So one penny goes a long way over there.
Yes.
Might not go a long way over here, but it goes a long way over there.
Yes.
Thank God for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you. Thank the Lord for our new edifice.
Amen.
We thank God for it.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for the fellowship hall, the sanctuary, the classroom, the offices, the fully equipped kids. We just thank God for all
amen,
of your ministry.
Amen.
We praise God for that. And we will be letting you know when we will be marching on into the new facility.
Amen.
It'll be very
amen.
Soon. So we thank God for his moving by his spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you today. And we just want to tell you this. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody pray for
us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Time and grace.
bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody prayed for us.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, God.
You know, we are learning a whole lot in the Institute of Biblical Learning.
Amen.
And one of the things that we learned is the five levels of knowledge.
Yes.
Anybody in here remember the five levels of knowledge?
Hallelujah.
All right.
Learn knowledge.
You
don't have no mic.
Hallelujah. You got to get to the mic because we want the folk in radio land to hear.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Learn knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Reveal knowledge. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Activity knowledge.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Molding knowledge. And teaching knowledge.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We're learning a whole lot in So as we play the song, the prayer, you go ahead and begin to name, verbalize, articulate.
Amen, amen.
Call out names of people
yes,
in
yes.
your family. Or a family doesn't require blood, it requires love.
Yes.
You can even put some names of your enemies up there because they need Jesus. I know you
amen.
Know that.
I know that.
And you said it under your breath when they were doing something wrong to you. Gee, they need Jesus. Well, this is a time to get Jesus on that track.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, had signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the prayer. Just pray in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank God, hallelujah, for the next person that you will hear after the next election. Is a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, warrior of the word, guardian of the altar, none other, Pastor Petersburg. With the pastor's corner on today. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is wonderful.
Come on, everybody, to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
I dare you to sing it. Honor and power. Unto the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God is wonderful. Yes, He is. Release it in the atmosphere. Everybody to Jesus. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power, everybody. Unto the Lord our God. That's it. Make it a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God. The Lord our God, He is wonderful. Where the out go. Come on out, all praises to the King of Kings. Yes, and the Lord our God. It is wonderful. Where the soprano singers. Come on, just sing to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the sinners, come on. Hear the voice of victory.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, you are, Jesus. He is wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God is awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And God's plans a lot of times way different from yours. His agenda is way, his list and his agenda and his whatever he has for you to do, a lot of times it's way different from what you have in your mind. But see, God is already in the future. He knows that when you go to that building for a meeting, that supervisor's not going to be there, or something already came up with her, and if the meeting's going to be canceled. So he cancels it early in the morning. He mustered off your list because he knows what's going on with her. He's telling you he's already in the future. You can have your on your mind, I'm going to go to this store, and I'm going to pick up this, this, and that. And if you call a store and see if that thing is available, they'll say, oh, no, we sold out on that yesterday. Okay, there's something else marked off your list. God knows all of this. So why not save yourself some time, some precious time, some frustration, some gas, everything. Because God is already in the future. He already knows.
Yes,
I can shrink that list from that 7 down to 3 and allow you to get some rest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have to rest in him. Hallelujah. And we have to rely on him and answer, Lord, in the morning, I'll lift my eyes into the hills from which cometh my help. Lord God, my help comes from you. Bless this day. Lead, God, bless and direct. And before you know it, you're able to rest. You're able to just lay on your bed or at the table and open up the Bible and have some more time with him. You'll be surprised. But we have to read. It just behooves us to even give our children the word of God while you're driving them to school, while you're giving them breakfast at the table. You may want to read the Daily Bread. That has scriptures in it. And or give your child scripture every day to learn. Teach them something. Some nugget of God, some nugget from the scripture to rest and rely on and to repeat every day, because that is our job, to give our children the word of God. You don't have children around you, feast on the word of God yourself. Believe you me, you got a bucket that still got some mud in there. You need some more rocks in your bucket too. So therefore, when different things come, hallelujah, and God is so sweet. He'll give you a nugget early in the morning to read on that day. Believe you me, the team already knows what's going to come up in your day. He can give you something to feast on that morning. And when something comes up in the day, you say, Lord, I thank you. You done already gave me peace in my soul about this early this morning. And the thing that comes up, you won't even be moved by it. You won't even be moved by it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor. Jesus. Hallelujah.
I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which covers my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Well, Baruch Hashem Ado not. Blessed be God the Lord.
Yes.
We're taking communion worthily,
yes,
because we rightfully deserve the body,
yes,
and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, God.
Therefore, we're eating, drinking,
you,
blessing to ourselves,
hallelujah,
strength to ourselves,
strength,
healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before your life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Hallelujah. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said, God, you said, hallelujah, that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper with you with sin.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord.
Yeah, thank you.
He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. Let's drink together. Hallelujah.
We take this cup and remember your Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 to verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood. We thank the Lord for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ today. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our present, past, and future sins. Our mistakes and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep. As we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah Tishbite. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to north, makes the north end, brings to nil, replaces, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every soul, every head, every vexing. Fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul top. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you for Holy Communion. We remember you, Lord. And because of who we are, and whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our brother's family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, Hallelujah, 2 Kings, 1st chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're five-fold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him was able to keep us from falling. And present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever in Jesus' name. And the church said,
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I feel my help coming right
Hallelujah.
Now, y'all. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, what time is it?
Hallelujah. Time for the word.
Well, blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
But some
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Say, fill with your Holy Spirit today, Lord. Hallelujah. Look over,
yeah.
Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Satan, we serve you. Notice right now, we curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of every good seed sown today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold increase and blessing. And we give you the praise, and we give you the glory, and we give you the honor in Jesus' name. And the church says,
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mama, mama, mama,
Hallelujah.
Before I go on any further, Pastor Peaches, can you give us the addresses on the scriptures on today?
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 7, verses 15 through 20. Galatians 5. Verses 22 and 23, Matthew 7, verses 21 through 27, James, first chapter, verses 22 and 25,
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians 12, verse 1, 1 Corinthians 12, verses 7 and
8. Praise the Lord.
Jesus, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I think y'all are learning. God bless you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
There was a man named John. Sent by God to change the course of history to be a pioneer in righteousness and giving. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes, he was sent by God. And he showed up on the landscape of this world September 26th.
1774,
and he transitioned March 18th, 1845. And I just want to give you his name. His name was John Chapman. And he walked around for 40 years in the Midwest of this country, the territories that would become states.
Mm-hmm.
He walked around barefooted, believe it or not, for 40 years. I don't want to see his feet and wash his feet or anything. But he did something spectacular as he walked. He had a bag with him, and everywhere he walked through Pennsylvania, he walked through Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Ontario, and then he walked in what is now northern part of West Virginia.
Okay.
And he kept planting seeds. He was a pioneer in his field.
Mm-hmm.
He planted seeds all over those territories. Some of those trees that grew up, I know at least one tree is still around today, is still bearing fruit. Over 200 years. Come on now.
Wow.
He did that so much, you know, because you know what the seeds were. They were apple seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And see, when the apples showed up on the tree, other pioneers, oh, that's an apple tree. Because they saw the fruit. Mm. They knew what kind of tree it was because of the fruit on the tree.
Amen.
He planted so many seeds, and he was so famous because he wasn't just kind of planting seeds. He was kind to people, and animals would just follow him because he was just a nice guy. They weren't afraid of him. They didn't harm him. They just followed him.
Mm-hmm.
He was a remarkable person. And he became famous. Usually people become famous after they're gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He became so famous while he was here that they changed his name to Johnny Appleseed.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. The title, and for a few minutes, I want to speak on the subject, I Know Who You Are. But the oomph is not part of the title. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor,
I know who you are.
I know who you are.
Oh, so you got to say it with attitude. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
I know who you are.
I know who you are.
Where do you have both shots? Glory to
God.
See, some folk, they want to, you know, perpetrate a hoax. They want to shuck and jive and all that kind of stuff. But guess what? Because of the word of God, I know who you are. Read first scripture.
Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruit.
Stop. People knew that it was an apple tree because those apples showed up on that tree. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Pioneers going further west. Johnny would give them seedlings that grew up and say, you take this when you get where you're going, plant the seedlings, apple tree seedlings.
Mm-hmm.
And see, in those days, you had to, what they call, improve on the land in order for you to take possession of that land.
Mm-hmm.
And so Johnny helped them by giving a tree to plant. So when they planted that tree, that land became theirs.
All right.
Whew. Y'all didn't know that, did you?
No.
Hallelujah. Continue to read. You shall know them by what?
Yes, fruit.
Go ahead, read some more.
You mean gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit ye shall know them.
Again, you can talk all you want to, but if you are bitter and mean, nasty, and all that kind of stuff, I'll say it with the Holy Ghost, and I will burn the fire. And you mean nasty and corrupt and always kicking on people and hitting people with your words and putting people down and stuff like that. What was the last verse you read?
And you shall know them by their
fruit. You shall know them by their fruit.
I know who you are.
Poor Shakata. Go ahead, go to another scripture.
Mm-mm. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit.
Wait a minute, now. You said I'm a Holy Ghost healer, tongue talking, fire baptized, child of the King. Well, this is the fruit of that tree. You say you are a righteous tree. This is the fruit you ought to be showing on your tree. Go ahead and read.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
Nothing can stand against it. That's the fruit from the tree. You suppose it didn't say the fruits of the Spirit. It's fruit singular.
Amen.
That's what you ought to be showing. And you say, well, you know, I'm working on it. Okay, that's all right. I understand. But keep on working on it, baby. Keep on putting the water of the word on that tree, so it can grow up strong and bear good fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Galatians 5:22-23, good fruit. Ma.
Yeah.
Check it, ma, boom, check out it, blah, 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 blah. Go ahead and read another scripture.
Matthew 7:21.
Wait, stop right there. I know who you are. Don't come to me and tell me, yeah, you know, I want to serve the Lord. I'm serving the Lord the best I can, blah, blah, blah. And you mean and nasty, you don't keep your word. Every time you say you're going to do something, you don't do it. What's those seven pillars of wisdom we always talk about? You don't have a coachable, teachable spirit. You don't have a burning desire to please God or be excellent. Or you just want to please yourself, and you want to do things for yourself, nobody else, just me, us four and no more. That's the way you operate. That's the way you roll. We never go check candy to work. You don't have a willingness to work. You want a willingness to lay back and do what I feel like doing at the time. No, I can't do that. I can't commit to this because I'm a cavalier. You know, I just, whatever comes, you know, I just follow. Ray Charles said, let it do what it do. I just let it do what it do. If you call yourself a child of God, I know who you are. Mm. Go ahead and read some more.
Verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Wait a minute. There are a whole lot of people saying, Lord, Lord. That's why I tell y'all, watch out when I pray to the Lord. Because you don't know what Lord they're talking about. Go ahead, read some more. Yeah.
But he that doeth the will of my Father.
Doeth what God said to.
Is in heaven. Hallelujah.
Not what Earl said to. Because Earl, his opinion, and 50 Cent won't even buy a cup of coffee. That's why y'all said, man, why do you use so many scriptures? Because I got to stay in the Word. I can't help myself. I got to stand on the rock with this. Go ahead, read some more. I'm just getting excited here.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I confess unto them, I never knew you.
Oh, my.
Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
Oh, my.
Therefore, whosoever heareth these the sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And
not right there. See, Pastor Peaches has this propensity to step on my sermons every time. She talks about rocks. And this scripture just said something about rocks, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read.
And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell down. For it was founded upon a rock. And everyone...
Wait a minute now. Go ahead now.
and everyone that came. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat up that house. And it fell down. It fell not.
Thank you.
And it fell not.
Fell not, because it was built upon a rock.
And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
Okay, let me just stop here real quick. Folks that are perpetrating a hoax, you can tell them very easily. Because when the rains come, when the storm comes, they crumble. Like, you know, you have some crackers, you know, those crackers, and you have them in your hand, and you do this, they crumble. And they call everybody's mother because they need help. They'll call you at 4 o'clock in the morning. They'll call you at 3 o'clock in the morning because they need help. But they can't find their way to the house of the Lord. They can't find their way to commit to God, to what God is doing, but they need help. Because they're crumbling. They don't understand that if they build their stuff on a rock, if they build their life on the rock, stuff going to come. Yeah, they're going to be shaken. Sometimes they may have to hold on for dear life, but they're still standing. After doing all, they're still standing.
Go ahead, read it. James 1:22-23. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. In verse 25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds.
You got to not just hear. You got to do. I'm talking to people now, in radio land, people up in this camp here today. Don't just hear what we saying, but be a doer of God's word. That's why I speak, I stay in the word. So it's not Earl Bird, because this word was in his word. Is that right?
Right.
I know some of my children say I'm old as dirt, but I'm not quite that old. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
This word was here before I came, and I came too late to change it.
That's right, amen.
Be a doer of the word, not just a hearer only.
Yeah.
And people will make declarations to you. You know what I'm saying? I'm done this one. And the next thing you know, they can't come across the city, but they can go across the country. God is trying to tell y'all something today. First, your first commitment is to God. Then it's to your family. Then it's to everybody else, and the dog and the cat, too. It's important for you to get that stuff in order. Boy. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture. Wait a minute, before you start. I'm sorry. I know who you are. You ain't fooling me. I'm a man of God. God has given me the Spirit of the living God. The Holy Spirit of God has given me gifts. I know who you are. You ain't fooling me. Go ahead, read some more.
1 Corinthians 12:1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant.
God doesn't want you ignorant about spiritual gifts. They're operated by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is in me. Go ahead and read that next scripture.
1 Corinthians 12:7-8 But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal.
Mm-hmm.
For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit.
The word of wisdom is a supernatural knowledge of something that's going to happen in the future. That ain't happened yet. The word of knowledge is a supernatural knowledge or understanding or awareness of something that's happened in the past or something that's going on right now. And I'm going to tell you something right now. God has used me in those areas. I don't operate that. The Holy Spirit operates. So I can't say, well, I'm gonna show you the word of knowledge right now. I can't do that. The Holy Spirit has to do that. I'm going to show you the word of wisdom right now. I can't do that. Earl can't do that, but the Holy Spirit can. It will do it if it desires to do it at that time. But I want you to understand this. The Holy Spirit knows who you are.
Amen.
But guess what? I know who you are. You can look at folk on the job and your boss is mean, nasty, and cruddy, and all that kind of stuff. And you can actually tell him, say, Sam, I'm just going to share this with you. I don't mean no harm. But I know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you can walk away. And he's going, what does she mean by that? Because that scripture in Matthew said, ye shall know them
by their fruits.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good tree, bring good fruit. Is that right?
Amen.
Bad tree, bad fruit. I know who you are. Boy, don't say pray no more. Stop cutting that one. Any more scriptures there? You mean, no, Lord. I could have had about 10 more scriptures.
Oh, they were great scriptures.
But then y'all got to understand that. You don't have, look, people don't go, well, you judging me. No, I don't have to judge nobody. That's why in Matthew 7 tells us about judge not that ye be not judged. That's the judge of you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But then it says, okay, you can judge if everything is covered in you. But see, then it goes down and says, you don't have to judge. Because you shall know them by
their fruit. Yep, you're going to tell them.
Somebody coming to your house to see your daughter. And you say, how you doing, ma'am? And he's cursing and swearing. You can tell him, say, sir, I don't mean no harm, but I know who you are.
Get the stepping.
Amen. Get the stepping. We're in the whole shop, cut
out. Right.
And your daughter was, Mom, why are you doing that?
Nope,
I tell your daughter, I know who he is.
Amen.
He's an agent of that other guy. Mephistopheles, Beelzebub, the devil, Satan. I don't know what the other names we call him.
Amen.
But we ain't gonna call him a child of God, though.
Amen.
Everything but a child of God.
Amen.
I know who you are. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.